For more than 30 years, UNC Greensboro graduate Ann Doyle has been serving North Carolina schools, churches, and community groups as a master teacher, mentor, collaborative performer, and adjudicator. 25 of those years have been spent leading the Greensboro Youth Chorus. And on Saturday, May 18th, you can help celebrate that quarter-century mark with beautiful song. The Greensboro Youth Chorus's 25th anniversary concert begins at 7:30 in Christ United Methodist Church in Greensboro. The performance is free, and it'll feature the premiere of new works by Tom Shelton and Andrea Ramsey. Greensboro Youth Chorus founder and artistic director Ann Doyle spoke with me recently by phone from her home in Greensboro, and I began by asking her why commissioning new music is important to her and the youth chorus she's led for 25 years.
We have so many wonderful new composers doing a wonderful job of writing for young singers. One of them, of course, is one of our favorite composers, Tom Shelton, who was with us for over half the time that we have been in existence and has now left us for another job. We're premiering three of his pieces at our concert. The other is Andrea Ramsey, who has just finished her doctorate at Michigan State, and she has written a wonderful piece for our concert as well, and gave us a wonderful day of composition, ideas, and training on her piece back in January.
What sort of interaction was there with the students?
She actually taught the piece to them, which was just so exciting to see how she brought out all the wonderful text of the Madeline Lingle text that this piece is written on. And the kids just had a great time, especially that this is a woman, because a lot of the composers that we know and they know are men. And just an exciting experience for them.
What sort of insight do you think that gives kids to see, to work in collaboration with someone creating a piece of music?
Interesting that you say that, because soon after that, we launched a poem contest for our singers. And this was a request of Tom, who also wrote a really interesting piece called Animal Imagination. And it's the perspective of if I were a kiwi or if I were a giraffe. And it's very whimsical. And so one of our singers, Lucy Jones, won the poem contest. So her text is put together in this beautiful piece called Animal Imagination. This triggered our singers to what they could possibly add to become a piece. So it was great that that process took place at and around that composer workshop and gave them an idea that they could be a part of this too.
25 years doing this, what are you most proud of?
I think that I'm proud of seeing the thread of how singers develop through the years that we have them, and how in the end that they have that love of singing for a lifetime. That's what really pleases me.
And you're getting some great sounds out of the chorus. What are you listening for in these auditions?
An interest, a clear singing voice on pitch, and of course we love it if they can already read music. But if not, we can teach them.
Greensboro Youth Chorus founder and artistic director Ann Doyle. Ann's also choir director and organist at St. Andrew's Episcopal Church. But this weekend, it's all about the Greensboro Youth Chorus's 25th year and an anniversary concert featuring the Jubilate, Chorale, Cantabile, and alumni singers, and four premieres, music by Tom Shelton and Andrea Ramsey. The performance is Saturday night, May 18th at 7:30 in Christ United Methodist Church, 410 North Holden Road in Greensboro. You'll find links to Greensboro Youth Chorus audition information and more at WFDD.org and click on Triad Arts. For WFDD, I'm David Ford.